Hey guys, Pastor Thomas McDaniels here. I have to tell you about this amazing audio app that Charisma has put together for our learning and our empowerment. It's a great tool. I've been checking it out. I want you to download the audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. It's a great app, and in this age of technology, I am so proud of Charisma for staying on top of the game and setting the pace for other Christian organizations. Get your app today at charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Last July, a jury found Katy Perry guilty of copyright infringement by stealing a beat from a popular Christian rap song. But that decision has been overturned, and the battle may not stop there. Find out more after this break.
The New Believer's Bible has equipped over 10 million new Christians as they started their journey with Jesus. Now, a new edition of the New Believer's Bible includes revised and expanded notes and features to help new Christians read, study, and understand the Bible so they can deepen their faith and build a foundation for their new life in Christ. The New Believer's Bible is now even better. Discover more at newbelieversbible.com.
In July 2019, a jury found pop star Katy Perry liable for illegally copying music from a Christian rap song. The court said Perry took the underlying beat for her 2013 hit, Dark Horse, from the 2008 song Joyful Noise, which was recorded by a Christian rapper named Flame and featured Lecrae. The lawsuit first began 5 years ago, and last summer, it was ruled that Perry owed Flame $2.8 million in damages. However, U.S. District Judge Christina A. Snyder overturned that decision in a new ruling, stating that none of the similar elements between the two songs are independently protectable, according to FaithWire. As a result, the rapper's case was dismissed. However, Flame told the Associated Press he intends to appeal the verdict. His attorney, Michael Kahn, said, "When the jurors returned a unanimous verdict of infringement, I cautioned my clients that we had only finished round 11 of a 15-round match and that the next round would take place in the Court of Appeals. We believe the jury was right and will do our best to restore their verdict on appeal." So who will come out on top? Only time will tell. Please pray, though, that justice will be done in this difficult legal battle. And if you like the story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.